We all develop ways that we work with our clients and customers and students. Maybe you have a 3 or 4 or 5 step process you take people through. But what if you could get people some results, some transformation with this process you use, even before they've paid you to do any work? So they are eager to get started. They are eager to enroll and sign up and work with you. If you're ready to make more sales, keep listening as I share how to create a transformation process you can use to sell more and get more results even before anyone's put their credit card information in. Today's episode is taken actually right out of the first module inside Fearless Launching and the Incubator. It is a first 30 days module that really walks you through some of the basic things, really actions you can take to make some major progress in those first 30 days in the program. So this first module is a getting started module because I really wanted people, you know, historically Fearless Launching has been a program that has had 6 modules and the getting started was not really a getting started. So the getting started module now gives you 30 days and you're just creating all this stuff. You're knocking all this stuff out so that by the end of those days, you could actually be ready to launch. And the other modules are still there and they are still important to go through, but this gives you a fast track to get through there. It's an action-packed lesson and module that allows you to get a lot done in just a short period of time. And in this clip I'm going to be sharing today, I am sharing my trio transformation process. I don't know why I said trio, because to be honest, it can be more than 3 steps. Once you have it, this process can be applied to your marketing and content prior to your launch, and then also delivered in detail to your clients and customers who actually purchase your program. So here we go. Enjoy. So number 2 is your process, your trio transformation process. This is a 3 to 5 part process, method, framework, whatever it is that you take people through. Now, you might not actually overtly take people through them. Like some people might have a membership and they take someone from a beginner to advanced and beyond, but there's steps along that way. So you need to define what your product, what your service, what your program, what your coaching packages, what do they do with people? What's that process? Very generally, and don't worry about this being marketing language. You can absolutely just map it out and just list it out. Okay, people generally start at this point. They know this much information and then figure out what the end point is where you want to get them eventually. And then think about the places in between, some of the guideposts and some of the milestones that you're going to want. This is really the journey your customer goes on to reach their specific outcome when they work with you. This is the thread you're going to be bringing into your webinar, your communication, even your lead magnet, as I share with you over here. People need to understand what they will experience before they make their decision to work with you. And by giving them this top-down view and really looking for ways to talk about this process, it actually, even without telling them how, even just telling them what it is, what generally happens during that step, and why it's important, that in itself can be so illuminating for someone. Plus, once you know your process, you can review your program, your service, the way you deliver content, and ask if you can clarify. You can ask yourself, can I clarify this process? Can I make this better? Am I sharing enough so that someone gets an idea of what they do during this, but they still need to come to me for the how and the exact steps? And I've seen lots of people who take this idea of creating a roadmap, a timeline, a customer journey, a success path, the path to whatever, and have been able to improve their programs and their actual offer just by understanding where they're taking people. So you don't have to create a lead magnet at this point. All I want you to do is just say, okay, what is this offer that I'm going to, you know, you can do this for every single product you have. This was a game changer for me when I started doing this and thinking, wow, I guess I do take people through a process instead of just around in a circle. Like, I want to make sure that people start at one place and end at another. So you might have products that actually pick up where the last product left off. So do some thinking about this and take your time, because you're going to use this process to improve your offer. It's going to be in your all of your communication. You're going to use it in your webinars and your challenges and your emails, and you're going to share it on your Facebook. You're going to talk about this process over and over again. So knowing it is amazing. And when you have this process in place, you're able to really help people who are asking questions and telling you what they've already done. And you could say, oh, you're in my step two of the process, or you know what? It looks like you think you're in step four, but you're actually needing to do some more work in step one and two. So you really can give people the gift of self-awareness, helping them see where they are and making sure that they know that this is the process you cover in detail in your program, in your service, in how you work with people. So this is the basic part of what I'm calling the TRIO transformation. I want you to press pause and answer the following questions. And as you're doing this, focus on just one thing you're gonna launch to the world. Focus on one product to get this done and defined. First of all, what's that process or journey that you take clients on, clients and customers on? Where do they start when they first start working with you? Where do you hopefully help them get to at the end of working with you or at the end of your program? Usually, you'll find that you have a 3 to 7 part process or step process that you take people through. In this program, I help people go from here to here. So what do you help people do? You can hit pause. All right, now once you have, you know, even if it's just a bunch of steps and you're like, hey, and it's like 12 steps, whatever it is, it's fine. I recommend now using Canva, drawing something out, and making it something visual. You can go into Canva and look up infographic and then make a, whatever the process is. I say stick to no more than 7 steps as the main steps that you're going to take people through. 1 being where they start and 7 being where they end. This helps you explain it to others. Once you have this kind of timeline figured out, this helps you explain it to others and really solidifies the concept and how you might use it in your marketing. Also, if you don't want to use Canva, totally fine. Just draw it out on a whiteboard or a piece of paper. Use Post-its as the steps in your process, whatever you want to do. There's a great whiteboard tool called Miro, M-I-R-O. You can look that up and use that as well. Now, like I said, this is a part of a longer training inside my Fearless Launching program and the Incubator Self-Paced program, which was like a longer year-long program. But regardless, the pieces we walk through after this include the launch map, your lead magnet, your content and communication for your launch, your interactive event, and more. So if you want access to this whole 30-day training, along with the full signature program and process for Fearless Launching, you can definitely grab that right now. It is self-paced. So I'm going to put that link below in the show notes and you can just go head there and snag it. All right. So just know that if you take the time now, figure out this process, it can become the basis, as I said in the little clip, for what you talk about on your webinars, what you talk about in your podcast. You can talk about one step. You can talk about all of the steps. You can help people understand where they are within your process. It is such an opportunity to let people know the journey you're going to take them on, even if you're not going to give them all the how-tos, because obviously you're going to want to do that inside your paid program. All right, have a great rest of your week. I will see you soon.